You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Boom. Welcome to Grown Dad Business, episode 101, guys. We're here in the Dadmobile.
We are.
Jason Clark's here.
Hello.
Jason Clark, you're now part of the intro. Congratulations.
I am. Yeah, I loved it. I loved it. I loved it when I hear Luke say, he's not my dad, but he's a cool dude.
I mean, that's a little special gift from us, Jason.
So funny.
That's what we wanted to do for you.
Loved it. I loved it. He speaks the truth.
And straight out the gate, thank you so much to everyone that listened and downloaded episode 100.
Yeah. Damn, man.
The biggest 24-hour download we've ever had.
Right on. High five. Boop.
Smack.
Mac.
So thank you guys for that. Episode 101, we're not slowing down.
No, this is up. This might be episode one of Aaron trying to dissolve his friendship with Jason.
Okay. Episode 102.
Jason's name is
See
removed.
See if your daughter is single.
Jason's name is removed from the intro song.
Yeah, I'm doing all kinds of things to make us not friends.
Oh,
just kidding.
No.
I thought it was a great idea. Something that I love to do every year and that I also do as part of the You Can't Handle the Truth podcast with Sean Collier, because, you know, we love horror movies. We go to Scare House every year in Aetna, Pennsylvania. Rated one of the top either one or two or three haunted houses in the country. Yeah, that's right. Right here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, buddy.
Always rated one of the top three in the country the last 10 years. And I was like, dude, Jason, you should come to Scare House and walk through the haunted house part and then go through the basement, which is the immersive full contact.
Yeah.
And Jason was like, oh, I've been to one haunted house my whole life. And I was like,
oh shit.
This shit is dope.
Oh,
this
no.
is going to be hilarious.
Oh, no.
When Luke says it's about to get dope,
oh,
this is hilarious,
man.
And dope to me.
I don't know the emotions I'm feeling right now. The thing about it is I love Halloween. Melissa
sure.
and I love Halloween. My attic is half filled with Halloween stuff for the house,
uh-huh.
full-blown cemetery out in the front yard.
Yeah.
And a Christmas tree.
That's right.
I have one Christmas tree, and the rest of it is all Halloween.
That's right.
Stuff.
You have a really funny story.
Yeah.
About putting out your Halloween decorations.
I was setting.
Did you tell this last year?
I have not. No. I was outside. I pulled out all my gravestones. I handmade all my gravestones out of wood. I get ready to pound the first one into the ground, and they bring my neighbor out across the street in a body bag, and I walk back. I walked in the back.
It was an elderly person.
He was natural causes.
Long life.
Yeah, great man. Oh, great man. I walked into the house. I looked at Melissa, and I said, "We're not decorating for Halloween this year." And she's like, "Why?" And I'm like, "They just took our cross street neighbor out in a body bag. It just doesn't seem appropriate."
So
we do. We love Halloween. We love to decorate. We love to be a part of the scaring and the fun of it. I just am not a fan of the receiving end of it, and I'm about to receive a whole bunch
man.
Of it.
And you're probably asking yourself, hey, why is the intro so long?
Yeah.
Stalling?
Am I stalling?
It's because we're going to do this intro first, and then we're going to record the second half of the show after Jason has gone through not one, but two haunted attractions, one being fully immersive where you have to sign a waiver.
Here's the fun part. Mm-hmm. I did not know we were doing both. I just found that out live right now with you. So let's.
Oh, wait. What are you talking about?
I just knew we were doing
we're doing it all, bro.
I just knew we were doing the basement. I didn't know we were doing the top part, but
Scott
that's cool.
Scott Simmons, the creative director, is a very good friend, and we can just go do it all.
I'm down. I'm down, man. I'm ready. I'm pumped. I'm trying to control my breathing. I did some yoga before I left the house.
Wait. I'm so excited.
I'm excited.
This is going to be good times. But hey, you know, you guys are going to hear it from some of our friends after the theme song. We're going to play a couple things, then we'll get to the episode so we can just ram right through the episode. But
see you on the other side.
Yeah, subscribe and share.
All
and,
that good stuff. Do it
rate and review, friends.
Do it Addy tells you.
Yeah. Are you ready, pal?
I'm ready, buddy.
Dude, you're all nervous. I love it. This is going to be so fun. I'm supposed to do an evil laugh. Whatever.
Grown Dad Business with Aaron Cliver.
Hey, that's my dad's name.
And Jason Clark. Not my dad, but he's a cool dude.
Rate and review.
Subscribe and share.
Grown Dad Business with Aaron Cliver.
Yeah.
And Jason Clark.
About to get super dope.
Hey, you, thanks for listening to Grown Dad Business. The guys would love it if you would tweet at them, comment on their posts. Subscribe is really important. Give them a rating and a review. You can give them a piece of your mind. And if you like an episode, just click share. It's not that hard to just click the button. Stop being lazy. And you can catch me on Add It Up with Your Best Friend, Addy. I interview musicians and comics, basically anybody I find entertaining, which sometimes even includes grown dads.
Hey, guys. Want to give a shout-out, special thanks to Ink Division Custom Printing. One of my favorite shirts I've ever printed was printed by Ink Division. Go to inkdivision.com. That's ink-division.com. The turnaround was amazing. I was super happy. They're great quality. My favorite quality shirts I've ever had. The ink was a great quality. They don't wear down. And Arcade Comedy Theater, we also use Ink Division to print our shirts. And I've seen people that had them for years, and they are in pretty great condition. So I was excited to order my shirts. And you can see my shirts on my website, or if you see me live, my World's Okayest Parent shirts. You can go check them out. But go to Ink Division. That's ink-division.com. Tell them Aaron sent you. And you won't be disappointed. I'm not shouting out things that are crappy. Let's be honest, guys, okay? It's located in Braddock, Pennsylvania, the historic Braddock, Pennsylvania. If you're from Pittsburgh, you know exactly where I'm talking about. But they also ship all over the country. Go to ink-division.com. Tell them Aaron, Grown Dad Aaron, sent you. And you can check out my shirts, too, World's Okayest Parent, on my website. But go to Ink Division if you need anything printed, especially shirts, sweatshirts, all kinds of stuff. Ink-division.com. I love it. Shout out. A boom. Guys, we're back in the Dadmobile.
Did it.
Jason has completed the Scarehouse haunt walkthrough
first
and the Scarehouse basement, the full immersive horror theater.
My goodness.
Jason was nervous at first.
I was.
I know you're a little nervous.
Sure.
Hey, man.
Here's my thing. Here's my personality.
This is my fourth year.
Yeah.
And the first 2 years, I was still nervous.
Here's my 100%. Here's my personality. If I don't do a bunch of research on something that I'm about to put myself through,
sure,
I'm overly concerned. Yeah. So, like, I want to know what I'm about to get into. And there's things that I purposely will not do any research because I want the full experience.
Right.
So I really tried to avoid anyone giving me, like, when I got out of my car and you came up and we were talking real quick, you start going and giving me, you know, talking to me into some little details and things. I said, stop. Yeah. Don't hype me up. Don't get me thinking anything more.
I was just trying to prepare you.
But I didn't. And that's why I just said, no, stop. I want to go into this and I want to, you know, I've heard enough.
Yeah. Okay. No, that makes sense.
Yeah, I've heard enough from other people over the years. And obviously, I mean, we know actors that perform here.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, we know actors that perform here.
Oh, yeah, you see a couple and you're like, oh, hey, what's up?
Yeah, yeah. So,
but they won't say that.
No.
They won't break.
And I'm not about to break.
But they, I'll tell you what, when they, the years that I've done it, they'll see me and they'll know me and they're like, oh, you're going to get it. Oh, you're going to get it.
So there was
they do.
I will say that there was a point, I mean, really early on,
yeah,
where I thought to myself, I might be a freak. Like, I was like, I'm down for this and I want to turn it up to 10. Like, I need more.
I think the first time I went through, Jason, I'm not kidding, I had the same thought where I was like, why am I so desensitized to this?
Yes.
Like, why? And I actually, funny thing you say that. I actually kind of dug into that, and it's a healthy thing, actually.
Right.
That you're able to back away from something that's make-believe,
yeah,
that is a fun thing, and really look at it objectively and have fun and look at, like, the acting and the art direction,
yes,
and the set design.
It was
and that's what I do.
It was absolutely beautiful. And I would, yeah, tell you, and I've told you before, you know, and I mentioned it in the bumper at the start, that Melissa and I love Halloween and we've done a lot of things.
Yeah.
We have done every room in our house for a Halloween party.
Yeah.
So we've done things where we've put speakers in the walls with crying babies, so when people,
dude,
go in a bathroom,
on,
we had a seance room in our garage. It was completely blacked out. Bro, seriously, my whole basement, my whole game room, the room was a dungeon, all covered with brick walls.
You had
walls.
A lot of time.
Oh, I would do, it would take
there's
me.
There's stuff
would,
that you talking about you're doing, and I'm like, man, like,
it would
how
take
did you have
me
time
one
to do
month.
This crap?
It would take me a month to decorate for a Halloween party. All the doors removed. It is absolutely one of the most enjoyable experiences of us. We don't do it anymore because it just got to be a little bit of exhausting. It was exhausting, but we are fully into it. So when I'm walking through, I'm sort of sitting there going, Melissa would, she'd enjoy the shit out of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, she would.
And
she,
and my wife, Wendy, I mean, no, yeah, no, she would be iron grip, in my coat.
The thing about
I'd have to carry her in a baby Bjorn.
So the thing about general haunted houses,
yeah,
you know, if you do any
she
type
just doesn't
of,
like to be scared.
Right. No, that's fine. But it's the understanding of the techniques of a haunted house.
Yes.
Too. You know, understanding what the whole, like, sleight of hand.
Absolutely.
Get you looking one
right,
way so
right,
you sort of know. Mm-hmm. So you sort of play off those. But there were some visual effects that this walkthrough did.
Yeah.
That... At one point, I mean, I turned and stopped and looked at you and Sean Collier, and I said, their legs are disappearing. The visual effect,
yeah,
that they did in that one ramp area.
Yeah, it was pretty rad, too.
That was so well done, and it's just so stylistically beautiful in
right,
this haunted house. Every little goddamn detail, yeah, was perfect.
And if you want to hear more about that, I think I mentioned in the intro, every year, Sean Collier and I, in our You Can't Handle the Truth movie review podcast, we talk to the staff, we talk to the actors, we talk a lot about the creative process and the stories behind some of the haunts that they created,
yeah,
this year.
Yeah.
Go listen to that with Sean and I, You Can't Handle the Truth podcast. You can find that on Laughable as well.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Laughable app. Yeah, you'll hear all about it. But... oh my gosh, Jason, I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah, no. So we just did a You Can't Handle the Truth episode and,
right,
and interviewed Scott.
Oh, I remember we do mention some of these things in the mm-hmm, episode about, you know, there's a very, one of the haunts is very Evil Dead inspired. That's,
yeah,
one of my favorites.
But that 3D, who I'm very judgmental when it comes
section,
to 3D.
Right?
We've talked about 3D movies and experiences,
yeah,
that it kind of, if it's not done
right,
it's garbage. This was so good. Like,
it
I'm just
felt
like
it went on forever.
And didn't feel like it went on forever that it was annoying. It was like, oh my gosh, this is so wonderful. It was so well done.
Right.
It was so good. And it just was a great.
Oh, the other part where it felt like we walked outside.
Oh,
because
the third part.
Yeah, there was a part when you enter the third haunt. It's three. You go through,
yeah,
three kind of different themes.
Right.
And you walk outside, and
yeah,
it's like you're going into a building.
Yeah, they did a great job because they obviously have lower ceilings through the first,
right,
two parts. And then the entrance to go into the third part, ceiling high.
Yep. It's the front of a building.
And you felt the air conditioning.
Yep.
The change of temperature.
Yep.
All
they
the
made
senses,
it chilly in there.
All the senses
and
were in
up,
play.
Yeah,
other,
and you look,
yeah,
up, and it looks like a foggy sky. It's,
yeah,
unbelievable.
Yeah, it was so
it looked
good,
like the set on, like, Thriller.
Yeah.
Like, it would just, I mean.
It was beautiful. It was absolutely, I mean,
yeah,
and that's, you know, Jason, you're talking about a haunted house. You're saying, no, when you sit there and understand, you know, and think about set design and all the work that goes into, and how many weeks do they run?
Oh, they only run for like
run?
2 months.
Yeah, it's a short run,
yeah,
but it's a whole year process. It's not like a bunch of people getting together.
Right.
I mean, this is all year. And what I felt was interesting when we did go into the basement,
mm-hmm,
First of all, they give you some clues. You have an entrance that you sit there and they talk to you before you go in.
Yep.
And you have to listen and you catch these clues. And it sort of sets you up of what you're about to experience a little bit. But as soon as you walk in there in the basement, you realize you're in a dank ass basement. Like, dude, this is like it's just not, we're going to call this the basement. You are in a dank ass basement in Aetna, Pennsylvania.
No, in an old haunted Elks building.
Bro, right?
Dude.
Huh? But here's the psychological thing that I would say to you that blew me away a little bit. Yeah. Here, you go together in pairs, folks. Mm-hmm. And of course.
Sometimes.
Okay.
They might have put us in pairs because we are VIPs and they stuck us together.
Okay.
But sometimes they separate people.
Okay. Yeah. So we went in together, and there were a couple moments where it was, if you put yourself in a slaughter movie, if you put yourself in a movie, it was two best friends trapped in this place.
In an insane asylum.
Up against a wall.
Yeah.
About to get murdered.
Yeah.
And if you allowed your mind to take you there, I could completely see how messed up that you could feel in this environment. Right. And it is about controlling your mind. Listen, I can check off my bucket list something that I thought I would never, ever have done to me. And,
there's definitely some things that happen where you're like, if anybody did this to me, I would fight them. Like, if I was in any real life situation,
there's
probably about three or four things where you're like, I'm gonna beat your ass.
Yeah.
But you're having fun. But I mean, if you have that mindset, you could probably see some tough guys in there like, what the fuck?
And that, you know what? And that's the thing, too, is any immersive experience,
you could
allow yourself to be a part of the fun.
Right. You got to get your mind right.
You know, whether you're going to a murder mystery type of thing or, remember Tony's and Tina's wedding?
Yes.
I mean, I did that one time. I had a blast. Me and Melissa got completely into it. We're going to party. We're at a wedding.
I was actually kind of in that.
Yeah, I bet you were.
It was.
But here's the thing.
Way a long time ago.
We just had a blast with it, and that's what I ended up doing here. I'm a character in this movie for the next 30 minutes.
I said, you live through a horror movie, and people are like, nope, no way. And I'm like, you don't get it.
But
it's so much fun.
The one thing that I would say, that there is a moment where it was psychological with me alone and having a discussion.
Yeah, they separated us a few times.
And I would tell you, I allowed myself to be truthful and allow. He asked me a question and I answered his question. And he sort of went into, well, why do you feel that way?
Ooh.
And the first thing that popped into my head was an experience from my childhood.
Oh, wow.
And then he started talking about my dad to me.
Dude. I know, man.
And I will tell you what, it was real deal.
I one year had the same kind of thing,
And he shook my hand at the end.
Yeah.
And he said, I hope you can get through this.
Yeah.
It was like, wait a minute, are you in character?
I know.
Because now, and then you came out from where they took you, and you're like, son of a bitch.
I know. I was like, shit was wild in there, dude.
I'm sitting there thinking, I just had a moment talking about my father from when I was like 9, and Aaron come out of a closet.
With some crazy lady.
I got the better end of the deal, I think.
What the F?
Oh, dude.
And then they were like, all right, guys, get out of my, you know, they always like, get the fuck away from me.
Or, yeah.
You know, and I'm like, yo, he ain't going in the closet.
No,
like,
I thought
man.
I was getting my turn.
I'm like, what? Yeah, you need to put him in there.
Wait, what was the best? They did ask you a question about whether or not I was healed or something, and you said, I don't think so. I said, bitch, you're supposed to say, yes, he's all good. We can leave now. You want to see something else happen to me?
I want to see what they're going to do. I knew it was going to be dangerous.
You sold me the shit out. I was like, damn, son, no, I'm good. I'm cured.
I wanted to see what happened. They're very creative people.
But I would say that, I was ready. You know, as far as on You Can't Handle the Truth, and Sean just sort of put me on real quick to ask me, you know, like from a first-timer's experience.
Yeah.
I was ready to go again.
Yeah.
And I wanted to say to them, go for it.
Yeah.
Like, give me whatever. Like, let's do this. Because I wanted to see, like, how far, it almost got almost an adrenaline thing of thinking, how far can I be pushed? How far can I get scared?
Yeah, that's a
good
idea.
How far can they take me? With knowing how far they can take me, and that's how I felt, and it was everything that people told me, but it was one of the most enjoyable times I've had in doing something like this, you know, whether it's you know, it was something else.
You,
man.
And two, to go back, like, dude, you've said before, like, you've only
I've only been like, I've been in a couple haunted houses, yeah. Nothing really severe.
Dude, I was obsessed with it.
Yeah,
like,
no.
I grew up loving horror movies.
Like, here's my thing. This to me, because this is professional. And like,
well,
like, and when you're going,
in the intro, you know, I mean, they're always rated. They're in,
yeah,
like,
they're the best.
They're on the Discovery Channel, the Travel Channel,
yeah,
right in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yeah. They're in coffee. The Scott Simmons, the creative director, was just like, oh, we're in numerous coffee table books,
yeah,
about haunted houses.
I mean, you can go on right now. I mean, in Halloween time, they always run on, like, you know, the Discovery Channel or whatever,
yeah,
those,
right,
channels are.
They're,
you know,
on it.
The best
they're
haunted houses in the country.
They're on it.
They're on it. And
yep,
so
they're one of them.
So for me, haunted houses, going in when you were younger and things,
right,
it always ended with some, you know, volunteer fireman chasing me with, yeah, a chainsaw. And I'm like, this is dumb. This was.
I mean, I always went through and was like, you know, I would take, like, my dates and stuff and be like, we're going to get scared.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it was fun little date, you know,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah. No, it was.
It was good times.
Yeah. So I just never, it wasn't something that I was down for.
I just loved it, man. I like, sought it out. I couldn't wait to go to as many as possible.
Yeah.
You know, and, that it did kind of end with my wife.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, you know, she didn't want to go.
But this is, I would highly recommend it. I mean, I want to go again. I want to go again.
Yeah,
I want to be an actor in this. Like, this to be,
isn't it fun?
Like, I'm like, God, you know. Mm.
Well, you know, if we get famous enough, they may allow us to try it out for a night. Some people have done that.
Dude,
our friend Kurt Wooten, Pittsburgh Dad, I think,
has
done it.
I'm going to tell you what, man. Yeah. It was a great experience, and I can't wait to do it again.
I know. It's fun times,
yeah,
right?
It was a blast. It was a blast.
Is this a short episode?
Yeah, I think that's about
man. You know, listen, go back and check out episode 100 if you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 100 is our 10 favorite moments.
Yeah, great. Big shout out to our
Ryan,
our engineer Ryan. He did a great job, and you did too, Aaron. You know, the work that you put into that to pull the clips and work with Ryan to get that all set up. That it was. It's not an easy thing, folks, to go back and pull, yeah, segments, mm-hmm, of 10 different episodes.
I basically listened to 10 hours of podcast.
Yeah,
in about 5 or 6,
yeah,
hours.
And so, yeah, you know, I commend you on that. Great job, and it sounded great. And Ryan did a great job,
oh,
on,
yeah,
the, on the back end. And it was a great episode. So go back, yeah, definitely listen to that.
And then you can go back to the episodes that we talk about and listen to those.
Yeah, get back in the back catalog.
But yeah, I mean, since episode 100 was like an hour and 20 minutes long,
yeah,
this will be a short one, guys.
It's fun, man. A little fun rider.
Be a short,
little,
you know,
little podcast for the commute into a town.
Yeah.
What are you gonna
do? What'd you say?
A little commute into town. You're getting downtown. Listen,
for your little
commute.
Yeah.
Little commute. You're on a 54C and you're coming out of Blonde Ox.
That's,
I don't give
point,
a shit. You put it on, you listen to 25, 30 minutes.
Or maybe while you're driving out to, if you're from Pittsburgh, you're driving out to Aetna, it's a scare house.
Listen
check
to a
that out.
Little primer.
I know.
Tell me, like, Jason Clark's a big punk and he handled it.
Yeah, I was nervous for a minute. I thought you were like, you know what, man?
No.
Dude, I thought you were like, you know what, man? I just don't think I'm feeling this.
No, I don't think I was giving that vibe off,
of
man. But no, it was a blast instantly. That first dude was like, oh, when he asked me to do that one thing, and I'm like, oh, we're doing this?
Oh, yeah, bro.
Right? Like, that,
yep,
thing? I'm like, no.
Yep.
And you're like,
no, here we
and
go.
You were like, do it.
Go
I'm
ahead,
like,
bro.
Oh. And then, yeah, oh, here's another thing that,
yeah,
I want to,
like,
I want
this thing to me.
Here's the,
like,
thing,
oh,
I did
want to
argue with you, yeah, though. Every time they ask us what our name is, why the hell were you pausing? Why wouldn't you say your name? Like, I'm sitting there, and then you switched up and you said my name is your name. And then I'm like, you son of a bitch. Now the rest of the time, I got to think I'm Aaron.
Yeah,
I don't want to be Aaron. Cause
I wanted to catch them, have you them catch you lying.
Yeah, you were
like, wait, I thought your name. Wait, what's,
yeah,
your name?
I was like, dude,
well,
they're asking you your name, and you're like, I'm not telling you your name. I'm like,
I know.
I think we have to play along,
yeah,
at this point.
There's been years previous where, like, your name is like, dude, they'll call your name from across,
yeah,
the room, and you're like, what the
yeah.
How do they?
Like, you got to ask questions, but it starts messing with you.
Yeah.
Like, because if I answer this the wrong,
uh-huh,
way, they're going to do some shit to,
yep,
me.
Yep, that's how they do it.
It was a blast, man. Go check it out. I had a great time.
We'll be back.
Yeah.
We'll be back. This is a little shorty.
Yeah.
It's a little
nice.
Shorty
we'll
for you guys.
We'll be back next week.
Good
know.
Job, buddy. I'm
who
proud of you, pal. You did it.
Who knows what we're going to do next week?
I'm going to take you out for ice cream, bud.
Nice.
I'm
going to
go out for ice cream,
let's
even
go.
Though it's midnight.
Go get some num-nums.
I'm going to go to Sheetz.
Go get some num-nums.
I don't even know what people that is.
No, Sheetz.
Yeah,
nah.
I'm going to go to, well, if you know it, God bless you.
Yeah.
You know Wawa.
Go get a hoagie.
Or
grinder.
Yeah.
I don't know where you're listening to this from.
Whatever.
Love it.
Go get a grinder.
What does it say? Go on, Grindr?
That's an app.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
What?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.